Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The details, being on top of it, huddle, we call it PSP, but pre-snap procedure, all these different things matter. And especially in big games and big moments, all the little things come up. And so, I think you know, that's important to him and it's important to us. And we got to, you know, we got to get on top of it and be on top of it from the head down. So, like I said, the Ben Johnson effect, I guess, right?
That's Caleb Williams talking about his head coach, Ben Johnson. This is 670 The Score, Rahimi and Harris and you. The Bears have one more day of mandatory minicamp. Chris Emma will join us to talk about minicamp. We will have a report from Bears minicamp. That is at 1:25 today. But in the meantime, we spent our first hour talking about Jaquan Brisker, discussing his concussion history and what's gone on for him since that has happened and what is his approach moving forward. Marshall asked the question, should the Bears even sign him after he becomes an unrestricted free agent after the season, and trying to figure that out. So as we've examined that, that was our first hour. But in the second one, I think we're going to do a lot of discussion about other pieces of the minicamp experience. And that includes us trying to figure out whether or not the offense is getting the better of the defense. I've had conflicting reports so far over 2 days.
Wait, what are the conflicting reports? I thought everybody was on board with saying that the offense is actually beating out the defense here and early, which is surprising because usually the defense is ahead of the offense.
It is, and typically that's the case. Even Ben Johnson himself actually contradicted some of what we had heard to that. Ben Johnson had said that the things we have seen would indicate the offense is getting the better, but perhaps it isn't really the case. I thought that was interesting he even offered that up.
One of the things I'm appreciating about Ben Johnson, which I didn't know would carry over into this portion of his tenure as Chicago Bears head coach, remember when he first spoke at his introductory press conference and then shortly thereafter went on kind of a media tour in which he was talking to anyone and everyone, whether it was the owners' meetings, whether it was the combine, whatever. Ben Johnson was here and he was down to clown. He was down to tell you whatever you wanted to know because nothing had happened yet, so he was in kind of a safe space. You wondered if that would carry over into, hey, there's actually stuff going on where guys are learning things. I'm teaching them, and they need to be on top of my offense. Everyone needs to be on the same page. Would we get him kind of pulling the curtain together a little bit and you have less of a view? Well, if yesterday was any indication, that is not the case. Listen to what he had to say specifically about Caleb Williams when he made a mistake during practice.
Was he supposed to go somewhere else with that? Did you see something?
No, he was late. So he needs to get there faster.
How is he responding in those sorts of moments?
Awesome. Yeah, he's doing a great job. He's very coachable. And, it's like anything. It's a new play. And so we're just communicating what the expectations are. And we want to see it show up on the tape.
It's the bluntness in which he said, this is what happened to who asked the question, the Bears media corps, in that moment that made me, the light bulb went off in my head. I was like, oh no, this is really just who he is, at least until the games start getting playing, take a couple of L's, but he'll just tell you what's what. And a lot of coaches in the same situation would be like, all right, I'm trying to keep things secret. I want to protect my players, blah, blah, blah. Now he's like, yeah, he was late. It happens. We're learning new things. This is how it's going to go. Sometimes mistakes are made. When they're made, though, I told y'all, we will correct it. We will, quote unquote, nip it in the bud, which is what he did on a new play that Ben Johnson had explained to Caleb. No, you've got to be doing this by this time because that's the way this goes. Do you think that has anything to do with what happened last year on Thanksgiving at the end of that game? Seeing that and understanding how timing works and being on the other end of that, I think that was a teachable, coachable moment in that moment, and that's part of his frame of reference when he deals with Caleb Williams in this entire offense.
Yeah, I think it was even more simple than that.
Okay.
I think it was, this is what I expect on the play, and this didn't happen. And here's why. And the fun part about it is you're hearing it from the head coach, which means that's whose word it is going here. His word is the most important. So if you think you saw something as a observer or a media member or whatever else you may have seen, then no, this is what I'm supposed to see on this play. I think the confidence comes in when you say, I'm going to tell you what happens on this play and you can't do anything about it because we have better execution. Like, that's what practice, I think, is supposed to be. That's what minicamp is supposed to be, an install. And you want the hard moments to come now. Because you don't want them to come when you're playing the game and you get beaten on a play you thought you were supposed to win because practice made you think that that was going to happen. And then you don't have a counter once the game goes. And then maybe you're downtrodden and that's where the body language comes in. Like, you all see it start to come in play and put the pieces together in a way where not only are you seeing like the mini episodes, but you're seeing the entire season and concept take shape like that. Like, I understand the concept of just getting on them in practice the way he is right now. You want practice to be the hard part. You want to waltz into somebody else's stadium and do what you need to do and run the offense at will.
I guess it's so refreshing because that's not what we saw during the Matt Eberflus era, specifically last season, in that we kept getting words from the players themselves about how things weren't being handled directly as they should have been, whether that was Matt Eberflus himself, whether that was the offensive coordinator and Shane Waldron. You never got the sense that everybody was on the same page. Now, this standard, which I guess I look at it as being a high standard. It seems like for Ben Johnson, though, this is just the regular standard. This is how things are supposed to look and how they're supposed to go. And I wonder how many of those players feel the same way as they're being coached through it, whether it's Cole Kmet in his alignment being yard off where he's supposed to be on a play, which makes all the difference in the world because everything has to look the same. Everything has to look different. It's both one and the other at the same time. But also for Caleb Williams to just be held to a standard in which he understands he ain't, like you said before, Layla, he's not the big man on campus. Ben Johnson is the big man on the Hallis Hall campus. So he will have to do whatever it is that the head coach says, caller.
It's also just nice for us because we don't have to debate it. It's like, oh, well, Ben Johnson said this happened. Okay.
What do you mean by that?
Coaches, no. Then the coach's play was not what he intended to be. Here's the quote, by the way, I wanted to read to you about the 2-minute offensive scoring because that was the drill that we heard Mark Grody give us the report of. And things were sounding pretty great, right? Like, it sounded like things were going well. And he said to the media, I know you haven't seen every single OTA so far, but I would say the defense has gotten the better of the offense. Oh, we have it? Let's hear it from Ben instead of me.
I know you haven't been to every single OTA so far, but I would say the defense has gotten the better of the offense more often than not.
Oh, man.
In all of those 2-minute, whether it's end of half or end of game. So it was good to see the offense stack a few plays together. That's a very tough situation. I think it was 90-plus yards and in under a minute with no timeouts. And so it was cool to see them stack some plays. See, Caleb really, what we thought about him was when the lights are bright, that he was going to show up, and it felt like the game slowed down a little bit for him, and he was able to just go out and find an open guy and get a completion. So that was good to see. Well, there might have been some sacks mixed in there, so it was a little bit more slanted to the offense, but in terms of the drill and the situations that came up, I thought it was really good learning for everybody.
Oh, we know there were some sacks because Grody told us.
He said Javon Dexter got in on one, right?
Montez Sweat.
Or was it Montez Sweat that would have had a sack?
Yes.
Okay, and then this was the drive where Kyle Monongai ran it in at the end, I think.
According to the Grody play-by-play, I believe so.
But
wait, according to the Grody Bears hit, I don't know what you're talking about play-by-play. We never saw a thing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Listen, I just love that him telling the media that, and conversely, By way of telling the media, you're also telling the fan base what is really going on there, giving it a little further context and depth. It's also showing, hey guys, the offense, what you saw them do today, that's actually progress because the defense had been doing more of what they wanted to do than the offense was doing what they wanted to do.
And I know this is something that we'll always ask, especially at training camp, but given what Grody had to say and given what we knew Ben Johnson was going to say about Caleb, I did think it was valid because we had different reports. And maybe that's a good thing, you know, for highlight reels and for video, you want to see the offense producing. You want to see the pass.
Especially in a city like this.
You want to see yards. You want to see that kind of progress.
It's sexier.
I want to hear about Tyler Scott in this. I want to hear about Kyle Monange.
Because you hadn't heard about them in a while.
I have to tell you something.
Tell me.
I wanted Tyler Scott to be utilized in some of the ways they did his past two seasons, but I often thought that they would decide to use him in like either really obvious situations where that was the intended play and the intended first read, or that they were like, hey, rookie, the game is on the line. We're going to make you now run the go route on a third and long and see if you can help us out. Well, what do you think was going to happen there, guys?
To say you wanted him to be utilized in certain ways is cool and all, but I just wanted him to be utilized. So
well, and he was one of those, again, you know, the film at Cincinnati, we was like, once he turns on the burners, he's gone, you know, like once he gets the ball in his hands, and he could separate that outer level of the defense before he even got the ball. So then how are they going to use it? But I just it was too obvious at times, I'm afraid.
So we're learning about what Ben Johnson has in store for Tyler Scott, Kyle Monange. More importantly, Caleb Williams in the offense here on Raheemy and Harris right here on 670 The Score. It's an ongoing conversation because this is just mandatory minicamp. We're not to training camp. But still, every step of the way, what we're following is where this offense is, who's learning what, and most importantly, what does Ben Johnson have to say about the relationship between himself and his franchise quarterback, Caleb Williams?
I think it goes beyond that for me. It goes back, like I brought up Tannehill before, and that's, it started with him, and then we had a number of guys that were in that quarterback room in Miami, different quarterback coaches, different play callers, same thing in Detroit, whether it was Stafford or Goff, different guys, and you pick different things up out of all of them. I think there needs to be you use the word accountability. It's like that for every position, but certainly that position, you got to be able to tell them when it's good and when it's not good enough in front of their peers. And then we spent a lot of time together one-on-one as well. I thought that was some of the best things that that I did when I became coordinator, was the quarterback and the play caller need to see the play exactly the same. And so you don't develop that trust unless you spend a lot of time together. And for whatever reason, if you do it in the room with all the other quarterbacks, sometimes you can get a little defensive, whereas when it's one-on-one, the truth can come out and no one's feelings are going to get hurt, and each person can speak the truth. And so I guess those are some of the things that I have learned over the years.
This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And I'm very curious about that last part where Ben Johnson talks about people being defensive. He did not specify on which team where that was the case, but it sounds like something that may stretch to not just one individual, but others in just talking to a quarterback in day-to-day procedure.
I think what's interesting about that, and I found this to be probably the most interesting thing of all the things he said outside of the Caleb was late and this is what happened.
Well, and the Chris Tannehill reference, that was really nice off the top.
Now, you know it was Ryan, not Chris, but I got you. I'm following you to freedom. I understand what you're saying.
No, we got to keep that audio for that.
For that reason, just the Tannehill mention without the Ryan in front of it. So for Ben Johnson to talk about really what comes down to a management style, right? It's like, are you going to call out someone not doing what they're supposed to do in front of everyone, or are you going to take them aside and address them one-on-one? Now, both of those ways can be effective, but it depends on what the situation is and how dire it is. You don't want to come down on someone who especially is just learning for the first time, say a rookie or a second-year player having to learn a brand-new offense in Caleb Williams. But there are other things when you watch film as a group where, yo, what happened right there? I think both those things can be true. But I like his ability to delineate between maybe which approach is called for in which situation. The more I hear from Ben Johnson, and you know, I was the one who was saying, all right, Ben, you've been talking enough. You've said enough. Okay, can we just wait till something actually happens? Well, something's actually happening, and now I'm going back to my former self and saying, hey, let that man cook. Let him cook on the playbook. Let him cook on the microphone. Just I'm here for everything Ben Johnson wants to offer me.
I think I'm at the point right now where when you're hearing the head coach talk about progress this way and you're understanding that people are absorbing a lot of information right now and you know that the time is limited, it stinks because I also think about like a baseball team who hits the All-Star break at the wrong time when they're rolling and then suddenly it stopped because they go on break, or like when a good player is on a really good streak and then unfortunately like a basketball team is like a week off because of the schedule or something like that when you've got that break. I don't want them to stop, but we don't have much of a choice because this is how it is. It's just, it's a shame that for them,
that
they
limits.
Seem to be getting to the point where there is real progress being made and you can hear it in what we're hearing out of the coaching staff and out of players, but it's going to stop. And I know he talked about the timeline where he said, Johnson, we're allowed to take advantage of whatever time we can spend with the players and they're limited, but it just seems like they're really hitting some sort of informational stride where they're able to get some practice in that is really starting to make some progress.
It takes me back to, because you know we're paying attention to the NBA finals, right? And we're wondering who's going to do what are the roles, and you understand how these two teams were built specifically. And it makes me think of on the Pacers, they have an interesting roster because they didn't have to go into the luxury tax and do all this stuff, but they needed different guys to do different roles, right? And on every team, even if you have star players, you need another guy, or you need a guy on your team who can be that grizzled veteran. So James Johnson on the Pacers, I don't know if you know his story, tough guy. Nobody wants to fight him. He's really, really tough. He's been playing in the NBA a long time. He's 38 years old.
Right.
This is where Case Keenum has to step into that James Johnson old head role. Not that he still can't walk out there and play football if called upon.
Yeah, we both think that he very much can.
So Case Keenum, while he's competing for the backup, I don't know why I'm using air quotes. I take that back. While he is competing for the backup quarterback spot for the Chicago Bears, what we do know is while their time officially is ending together, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and what they're allowed to do together, now you have that guy who's in the group quarterback project who can also serve as the tutor slash mentor who spends even more time with Caleb Williams, making sure that all the concepts are hammered home from Ben Johnson. Whatever they have installed, this is the guy you can work with. Since you're not allowed to talk to coaches, you can work with him to get where you need to be heading into training camp.
Would you call it a toolbox of concepts?
I like that.
No, you don't.
I do.
No.
I do. I'm with it.
Yes, gentlemen, producer crew.
Do you think Case Keenum has a second degree black belt?
I don't think James he has Johnson? That in him. No? I don't think he has that.
You don't? You sure?
James Johnson has a second degree black belt?
Yeah, that's why nobody
belt?
Wants to see him on the court.
That's right.
James Johnson is also 7-0 in the MMA and 20-0 in kickboxing. So he's undefeated in kicking people's ass.
Yeah,
I mean, need Case Keenum to step it up.
I was just thinking about him from a basketball standpoint, thinking nobody wanted to mess with him.
No, I was.
That's a lie.
Ray knew what I was saying. What
that's
I was saying.
A lie.
Nobody wants to see him on the court because if something goes sideways, he'll be the first one.
Indiana does have a really diversified roster,
right?
I mean, like that. I know we're going to get into the NBA Finals discussion a little later on the show. In fact, the exact time for that, my friends, is at 12:45. But It is a good point. Cubs talk about needing a diversified lineup. Like, you want that in all aspects of your game.
And so for the Bears, this is a big part of what they were missing last year. You can ignore it all you want. They didn't have the veteran QB in the room that Caleb could maybe, I don't know, if he's trying to find a more efficient way of watching film, ask the backup quarterback.
A lot of times I just keep on thinking, now that I know all this information this year,
right,
and like the things that Ben Johnson prioritizes and the things that we've heard him say, I'm like, so what happened last year? Was everybody just like, I've got this? And then they just say it really confidently and everybody goes about their business and somebody's carrying a clipboard to look official or something. And everybody just like working in practice. And then like the game is like, no, you don't have this actually.
The simple answer to
like,
that.
You don't got this.
Layla, the simple answer sometimes it's the Occam's razor, right? The simple explanation is probably
usually the case.
Yep.
The case?
Shane Waldron was a really, really bad hire.
And he
made everything go backwards, upside down, however you want to put it.
Yeah.
And there was no recovery from the Shane Waldron experience.
But this team isn't
Pete
the,
Carroll warned
it
you.
Wasn't the Shane Waldron and them's. It's the Bears. Like, there was multiple people on it. You had other coaches. You had other players. Like, there should have been some sort of, I don't know, checks and balances and whatnot.
No checks. No checks from Matt Eberflus.
Am I wrong in this?
Excuses
like,
for Matt Eberflus.
That is my background thought. Like, every time I hear them talk, I'm like, did everybody just say they had it and people just took them at their word? Like, what happened through Friday?
You had the general manager of the team say, like, yeah, I knew things were not going the way they should have before the season.
But there's nothing we can do.
But if you want to know.
There are things you can do.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.